Blog Talk Radio.
Baldrick, you're on in 5.
Girl, I'm coming.
5, 4, 3.
Put the shoes on.
2, 1. Shelter.
Lady, and she said, I'm looking for love, and she, you know, she's searching and she's hungry for it, and she's been, of course, through bad relationships. And I think sometimes when we say we've been through bad relationships, really, that's not the whole story. You know, it takes two to tango. And I think sometimes, yes, there are relationships where the man or the woman is just a complete jerk. Then there are relationships where things go wrong simply because People have made up fantasies about relationships, preconceived thoughts of what they think it should be. A lot of times, we have to understand the meaning of love. Why are you with this person that you say you love? I'm not even dealing with marriage. I'm dealing with, you know, before marriage. We get involved for different reasons. And if it's simply based off of, he looks nice or she looks nice and I like the way they smile, all of that stuff really fades. So there must be a deeper calling inside you for someone. I firmly believe that even as God been made a woman out of the first man, Adam, I simply believe that the person that is for you is actually in you. And you have to get to know that person in you before you even get involved with that person. And I think a lot of times we launch out there, I know I did, and we leave our principles behind. And then there's some that just have no principles. They get together just to have sex. And then if you know, young lady, that the guy just want to lay with you, why fall in love? Simply on the basis of feeling. It doesn't work like that. Stay tuned. Here's a beautiful song for you. You can slow dance if you want to. I know me and Katrina, we're going to go ahead and slow dance off of this song. You know, someone asked me, how can you be a spiritual man and you slow dance with your wife? Well, why not? Why not? A lot of so-called spiritual relationships are so boring because of the someone standing behind the pulpit teaching you against so-called worldly songs. Wake up. We're in the world. You have to decide what you will listen to and what you will not. But a love song? Please enjoy this. This is Roderick. Take your wife by the hand. Take your husband by the hand. Take your fiance by the hand. Take your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Take a moment. I'll be right back.
Love Talk Radio.
That's what you want.
Mind blown.
Blog Talk Radio.
Sex role. Revelation. When we open ourselves to the sexual part of us, our inner self is exposed. When we are open to our sexual selves, the you inside of you, both persons become vulnerable to each other. There's something that I call the triplets. The triplets are let loose. And I'm going to give you the three triplets in relationships. The good personality, number one. The bad personalities, number two. The ugly personalities will show up. So once we are exposed to our sexual desires and carry out, and once we lay with each other, a whole new world has opened up. And these triplets will show up. Since all have sinned, I did say all, have sinned and come short of God's glory. We all have these in us. Each person that we have had sexual involvement with leave their personalities in us. Think about a young lady. Every man that you have slept with, they have left their personalities in you. The man sexually is the giver. The woman sexually is the receiver. She's on the receiving end. The Greek word for spirit is sperma. Isn't that amazing? So when the man sperms inside of the woman, that is his spirit, his personalities, his emotions going inside. And this is why we have a lot of issues in relationships. And I somewhat feel compassion for the woman, the young ladies, the girls, because they are on the receiving end. And men, we have to be responsible with our sperma, our spirits. This is why it's not good to have sex outside of the spiritual boundaries that God has set. And you know, I just want to challenge your conscience and give you food for thought. Is that okay? I'm sure it is. That's why you're listening. So there's an emotional side to sex. And then when the sexual part is experienced, then you wonder what happened. The triplets show up. The good personality is usually the first that you see. And then the bad personalities show up, because during the sexual encounter, the bad personality is released. And then thirdly, the ugly personality. It's like you're saying, who is this person? Now, both male and female, reality shows up after sex for some reason, and I'll show you that. All relationships should have a spiritual foundation in order to last. Marriage is a spiritual encounter and emotional. It is an emotional union. Just because you say I do doesn't make your union a marriage. When a man and woman lay down sexually, they are actually, in fact, married. So how many people? I've married a lot of people sexually. there comes a time in your life you grow up. Hurt and pain will always be the result of any relationship that is entered without godly wisdom. Sex is a spiritual word. This three-letter word carries a lot of power and emotional force of nature itself. Sex has been held hostage by man's exploitation of it, marketing it, so the real meaning of it has been somewhat lost. We want sex without responsibility. We want sex without accountability. We want sex without vision. We want sex without purpose. And we want sex for power. Sex is more than a feeling. Where there are feelings, you can be sure there are emotions attached to these feelings. And this brings issues in relationship. You take a survey, and you can walk down the street, and you can ask 10 women and 10 men about relationships. You're going to get many views, and you're going to get a variety of pain and hurt and sorrow. Woman, the first man you should date is wisdom. Man, the first woman you should date is wisdom itself.
My dove, it's a wonderful thing to be in love with you.
Hanson, we've been through so much together, but God blessed us with us.
Yes, what's night love without day love, baby?
Your whispers are pleasant to my ears, and your wisdom comforts me, my husband.
The fire of love stops at nothing. It sweeps everything before it.
Love waters can't drown us. Horns of rain can't put it out.
Love can't be bought. Love can't be sold.
Baby, it's not to be found in the market.
Such a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Yes, there's some divinity in us, but there's also a lot of human in us. And so God has caused us to be in this body so we could be legal on earth. So we're put here on earth for God's glory. And God is love. It's raw love. If you don't believe that God loves raw, get in the Old Testament, get in the New Testament. Let's read again about Jesus without being religious about it, and see him as a man and how he dealt with things and the people he was around. Jesus was not the type of man that religion has made him up to be. No, he wasn't. As a matter of fact, Jesus was the step in most churches. They would look at him completely funny. Yes, yes. So we must understand what love is. You know, love makes the world go around, saves the one-time popular song, and there are very few who will deny the fact that love has a lot to do with causing the world to be the way it is. Love and hate, happiness, unhappiness, the challenges of love, heterosexual, bisexual, homosexual, all of the things that people call love. I condemn no one. We want to deal with it all. I don't care what you are faced with. You won't get me condemning you. I will not put you down. I will speak to you as a person. If you're living a type of life that you know that is not accepted, I will be glad to talk to you. And I promise you, when you quit listening, you're going to think about what I'm saying to you by the inspiration of God. I do give God all the glory for every content, everything that is said. I take no credit. You know, one of the greatest problems in marriages, especially Christian marriage, is we have too many pastors and leaders that are teaching a dog mentality type of message instead of the rawness of the word. Some trying to be raw, and they don't have the grace to be. Listen, even the word says, I would that you were hot or cold. The word of God says, I want you to be hot or cold. Get on one side and stay. God can deal with you if you're cold. God can deal with you if you're hot. But if you're cold, acting like you're hot, that's called fake. In Christian marriages, one of the greatest problems is the spirit of religion and the spirit of control. People are trying to be saved instead of walking in love. God never told us to try to be saved. You know, back in the day, pastors would tell people, act saved. Don't say you go to this church if you're not representing this church. I've heard a whole bunch of junk, but now that I am of age, God has loosed me to begin to speak those things. So love is very important, but you must understand this. In marriage, in dating, in relationships, love must be a revelation. How does it work? Do we think we know all about it? No, we don't. Man is yet trying to discover love. And that's why there's so many people who are miserable, because they are trying to find love in the wrong places. I said this to someone. It's time for us to stop falling in love and start walking in love. You're about to get into a relationship with someone. You have to walk in it. Don't fall in it. You need to open both eyes. both ears, open your mind, and understand, is this person compatible?
Of a perfect frame, shadows of your smile will always remain.
Will always remain.
Beginner's love soon fades away. Oh, baby, we go on. I will own.
Not just we like the same things. I'm not talking about that compatibility. You can find people every day that like the same thing you like. Go to the same mall. Go to the same, you know, a lot of people go to McDonald's. You meet somebody, you say, hey, I like McDonald's. Ooh, I like it too. And then you say, I like Burger King. Ooh, I like it too. I like going to the movies. Ooh, yes, we have so much in common. That has nothing to do with having things in common. Simply liking the same things has nothing to do with having things in common. Most of you done messed up because you let your girlfriends tell you, girl, you and him go together. And men, some of you done messed up because you let your boys. I've never had boys. You know, quote, that's my boy. I trust no one. You know, but whom God tells me that I can trust. As far as human acceptance is really what it is. Because the scripture says trust in the Lord. The one thing, trust has a lot to do with confidence. And the word tells us put no confidence in the flesh. Not your flesh, not anyone's flesh. So the love is totally spiritual. You know, people try to be in love with who their friends like. Because most likely, if it's a person that's right for you, your mama may not like him or her. Your brothers may not like him or her. Your sisters may not like him or her. And if you are with someone according to who like or don't like, you done shot yourself, so to speak. You done already divorced the whole meaning of marriage. And then you have people that will condemn you. They rather see you unhappy. You know, most people rather see you unhappily married than happily single. Yeah. And then if you expect somebody to be happy because you're happy in your marriage or your relationship, you done already defeated your own self. People are a trip. You should know that by now, especially kinfolk.
because the spirit of control is with family itself. So you must have somebody in your life and pray. Men, you must have somebody in your life. Listen, I've been on the good, the bad, the ugly. I'm blessed now. But see, it took a lot of years. It took a lot of struggle. You know, people used to can say, you know, they go by things, child, if a man is good to his mama, he's going to make a good husband. That man could be good to his mama, and he can marry you. If you got a Jack the Ripper spirit and he turns, you know, most women say, whoa, when I married him, he changed. Women, look at yourself. Marriage is like having hitting the jackpot and winning millions of dollars. People say money changes you, but money doesn't change you. Money illuminates you. Marriage illuminates you. I have been in marriages and were unhappy. It took a lot of years. See, some of you can get married, you stop being friends. You done already defeated yourself. Some of you get married, you stop being a boyfriend and girlfriend. You done already defeated yourself. I'm trying to help you. I love you. I promise I do. Feel free to call 818-431-8553. Let's go to some more old school songs. This is what I like about these songs. Again, if this is messing up your religion, then I don't know what to say. But they that are not whole need a physician. And I've been called to minister to people, and people have issues. If you are a Christian and you are married and you don't believe in love and you're afraid to listen to wholesome love songs, that's why I'm playing these songs, songs that had no nasty in them. There ain't nothing wrong with nasty if you're happily married. Oops, did I say that? Yes, I did. I was ministering in a conference, my queen and I, and I remember saying some things concerning sex, some things concerning relationship and marriage. I remember talking about marriage, dating, relationship, homosexuality, lesbianism, dealing with it all with the wisdom of God. And I had someone came to me after the meeting was over and said, listen, I don't believe that you could be a Christian and you slow dance to these songs and it'll mess up your marriage. I told the mother, I love you. God bless you. There's a show that used to be on years ago, Different Strokes. It's sad, but you have a lot of dry marriages and dry relationships due to some religious doctrine.
I love you. When I'm with you, I'm what you call a hip cat. I'm hip to the jive. I'm in the groove, darling.
Jackson.
Now you set my soul on fire. It is not just a little spark. It is a flame. A big roaring flame. I can feel it now. It is burning. Burning. Burning.
It is easy to be with you. You are a delight. As I delight myself in God, He gives me the desires of my heart. You are the desire of my heart. Thankful that you are here. Thankful that you share. Thankful, my King, that you're always and forever being you, the man of God. The man that makes the woman who I am. Thankful that you are the man of God who leaves the people to who they are. Thankful I am, oh man.
Oh man and oh husband, remember her. Remember, she is your womb. And when you touch her, remember, she is your womb. When you hold her and when you kiss her lips softly and gently, remember, she is your womb. When you care for her, adore her, look at her, the makings of your womb.
for I love thee, my love. I know myself through my love for thee. The church has a new meaning since I found thee. Out of you comes many nations, many valleys, many mountains. For the whole earth reveals the woman from the buds on the tree to the sounds in the forest to the light that shines by day and light that shines by night to the seasons to every rain that drops from the seas to the mountains to the galaxies afar. Woman, my queen, I love thee more than I've ever loved anyone.
Have you been praying for someone? I talked to a young lady and she said, I'm looking for love. And she, you know, she's searching and she's hungry for it. And she's been, of course, through bad relationships. And I think sometimes when we say we've been through bad relationships, really, that's not the whole story. You know, it takes two to tango. And I think sometimes, yes, there are relationships where the man or the woman is just a complete jerk. Then there are relationships where things go wrong simply because people have made up fantasies about relationships, preconceived thoughts of what they think it should be. A lot of times, we have to understand the meaning of love. Why are you with this person that you say you love? I'm not even dealing with marriage. I'm dealing with, you know, before marriage. We get involved for different reasons. And if it's simply based off of, he looks nice or she looks nice and I like the way they smile. All of that stuff really fades. So there must be a deeper calling inside you for someone. I firmly believe that even as God been made a woman out of the first man, Adam, I simply believe that the person that is for you is actually in you. And you have to get to know that person in you before you even get involved with that person. And I think a lot of times we launch out there. I know I did. And we leave our principles behind. And then there's some that just have no principles. They get together just to have sex. And then if you know, young lady, that the guy just want to lay with you, why fall in love? Simply on the basis of feeling. It doesn't work like that. Stay tuned. Here's a beautiful song for you. You can slow dance if you want to. I know me and Katrina, we're going to go ahead and slow dance off of this song. You know, someone asked me, how can you be a spiritual man and you slow dance with your wife? Well, why not? Why not? A lot of so-called spiritual relationships are so boring because of the someone standing behind the pulpit teaching you against so-called worldly songs. Wake up. We're in the world. You have to decide what you will listen to and what you will not. But a love song? Please enjoy this. This is Roderick. Take your wife by the hand. Take your husband by the hand. Take your fiance by the hand. Take your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Take a moment. I'll be right back.
Blog Talk Radio.
Sexual revelation. When we open ourselves to the sexual part of us, our inner self is exposed. When we are open to our sexual selves, the you inside of you, both persons become vulnerable to each other. There's something that I call the triplets. The triplets are let loose. And I'm going to give you the three triplets in relationships. The good personality, number one. The bad personalities, number two. The ugly personalities will show up. So once we are exposed to our sexual desires and carry out, and once we lay with each other, a whole new world has opened up. And these triplets will show up. Since all have sinned, I did say all, have sinned and come short of God's glory. We all have these in us. Each person that we have had sexual involvement with leave their personalities in us. Think about a young lady. Every man that you have slept with, they have left their personalities in you. The man sexually is the giver. The woman sexually is the receiver. She's on the receiving end. The Greek word for spirit is sperma. Isn't that amazing? So when the man sperms inside of the woman, that is his spirit, his personalities, his emotions going inside. And this is why we have a lot of issues in relationships. And I somewhat feel compassion for the woman, the young ladies, the girls, because they are on the receiving end. And men, we have to be responsible with our sperma, our spirits. This is why it's not good to have sex outside of the spiritual boundaries that God has set. And you know, I just want to challenge your conscience and give you food for thought. Is that okay? I'm sure it is. That's why you're listening. So there's an emotional side to sex. And then when the sexual part is experienced, then you wonder what happened. The triplets show up. The good personality is usually the first that you see. And then the bad personalities show up because during the sexual encounter, the bad personality is released. And then thirdly, the ugly personality. It's like you're saying, who is this person? Now, both male and female, reality shows up after sex for some reason. And I'll show you that. All relationships should have a spiritual foundation in order to last. Marriage is a spiritual encounter and emotional. It is an emotional union. Just because you say I do doesn't make your union a marriage. When a man and woman lay down sexually, they are actually, in fact, married. So how many people, I've married a lot of people sexually. But there comes a time in your life you grow up. Hurt and pain will always be the result of any relationship that is entered without godly wisdom. Sex is a spiritual word. This three-letter word carries a lot of power and emotional force of nature itself. Sex has been held hostage by man's exploitation of it, marketing it. So the real meaning of it has been somewhat lost. We want sex without responsibility. We want sex without accountability. We want sex without vision. We want sex without purpose. And we want sex for power. Sex is more than a feeling. Where there are feelings, you can be sure there are emotions attached to these feelings. And this brings issues in relationship. You take a survey, and you can walk down the street and you can ask 10 women and 10 men about relationships. You're going to get many views and you're going to get a variety of pain and hurt and sorrow. Woman, the first man you should date is wisdom. Man, the first woman you should date is wisdom itself.
You are a delight. As I delight myself in God, He gives me the desires of my heart. You are the desire of my heart. Thankful that you are here. Thankful that you share. Thankful, my King, that you're always and forever being you, the man of God, the man that makes the woman who I am. Thankful that you are the man of God who leads the people to who they are. Thankful I am, O man.
O man, O husband, remember her. Remember, she is your womb. And when you touch her, remember, she is your womb. When you hold her and when you kiss her lips softly and gently, remember, she is your womb. When you care for her, adore her, look at her, the makings of your womb. For I love thee, my love. I know myself through my love for thee. The church has a new meaning since I found thee. Out of you come many nations, many valleys, many mountains. For the whole earth reveals the woman from the buds on the tree to the sounds in the forest to the light that shines by day and light that shines by night to the seasons to every rain that drops from the seas to the mountains to the galaxies afar. Woman, my queen, I love thee more than